Welcome to this Ableton Live lesson. Simple Re support under break chops, beginner level. We're going for that rolling drum and bass vibe where the breaks are the star and the bass is more like the glue underneath. Not a huge lead, not a fancy riff. Just movement plus weight that makes your chopped break edits feel like a finished record. Settle in, open up Ableton, and let's build this in a way that's mix ready from the start. First, project setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Anywhere around 170 to 175 is home base for this, but 172 keeps it classic and easy to feel. Now drop in your chopped break loop, or any break sample you're slicing up. Put that on an audio track named Breaks. Create a MIDI track named Bass. Before we even touch the bass sound, quick break hygiene. On your Breaks track, drop an EQ8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz with a steep slope. You're not trying to make it thin. You're just removing sub-rumble that steals headroom. If the break feels a little boxy, do a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. We're talking a couple dB, not surgery. Optional but nice. Add drum bus lightly. Drive around 2 to 5. Boom very low, like 0 to 10%. The goal is a bit of density, not a flubby low end. Now we plan the bass's job. This is important. Pick the support lane first. Then design the patch. Decide whether your Reese is going to live as low mid glue, roughly 120 to 350 Hz, thickening the body of the break, or more like mid-texture, roughly 250 to 900, adding motion, but staying out of the snare's weight. For this lesson, we'll aim for low mid-glue with a controlled mid-layer. That means we'll split sub and mid, and we'll keep the Reese fairly dark. Cool. Let's write the MIDI pattern next, because groove beat sound design every time. On the bass track, create a MIDI clip. Pick a simple key like F minor or G minor. We'll do F minor today. Make the clip 2 bars long to start. Here's a beginner safe rolling support pattern that gives the break space. Bar 1. F1 held for 2 beats, then a 1 beat rest, then F1 for 1 beat. Bar 2. EB1 held for 2 beats, 1 beat rest, then EB1 for 1 beat. When you loop this, it creates that breathing space where the break transients can punch. The rests are part of the groove. Don't fill them in just because silence feels scary. Now let's build the Reese. On your bass track, load Waveatable. We're using stock devices only, and Waveatable is perfect for a clean, controlled Reese. Oscillator setup. Set OSC 1 to a saw wave. Set OSC 2 to a saw wave as well. Detune them by about 10 to 20 cents. Start around 15 cents. Keep OSC 2 transpose at 0 for now. For unison, use 2 to 4 voices. This is a support Reese, so don't go massive. Big unison can sound amazing solo, and then turn into a blurry mess with breaks. Now filtering. Choose a low-pass 24 dB filter. Set cutoff somewhere around 150 to 350 Hz. Start around 220. Keep resonance low, around 5 to 10%. If you want a touch more density, add a small amount of filter drive or saturation, but keep it subtle. Amp envelope. Fast attack, but not clicky. Set attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain around 50 to 70%, or roughly minus 6 to minus 12 dB depending on how you think about it. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds, so notes stop cleanly and don't smear into the next break hit. Now we add the movement. This is the Reese wobble, but restrained. The point is to feel it, not to hear it as a lead. In Waveatable, route LFO 1 to the filter cutoff. Use a sine shape. Turn sync on. Set rate to 1/4 or 1/8. Start with 1/4 for a slower roll. Then set the amount tiny. Seriously tiny. You want it to feel alive when the track is playing, but if you can clearly hear it wobbling in the full mix, it's probably too much for this particular roll. Optional. Add a very small LFO amount to OSC 2 fine detune. This gives you that facey Reese character without reaching for chorus plugins. Again, small amounts. At this point, if you play it with the breaks, it'll already start to make sense. But we're not done, because we need clean low end. Now we split into sub and mid layers. This is one of the biggest beginner upgrades you can make. Stable sub plus moving mid equals bass that hits consistently and still has character. Duplicate your bass track. Name one bass SUB and the other bass MID, or bass mid Reese. On bass sub, open Waveatable and change it to a sine wave. Triangle can also work, but sine is the cleanest. No unison. No detune. Keep it simple. Add EQ8 on the SUB and low pass it around 90 to 110 Hz. You want only the sub information down there. Then add utility and set width to 0%. Always. Stereo sub is a headache in clubs and can disappear in mono. On bass mid, Keep your detuned saw respatch at EQ 8 and high pass around 90 to 110 Hz with a steep slope. This is crucial. It stops the res from fighting the sub and stops your low end from turning into soup. Beginner tip: a crossover around 90 to 110 Hz is a safe range for drum and bass. You can refine later, but this gets you in the zone fast. Now, sidechain. We want the breaks kick and snare energy to pop without the bass vanishing. In this style, we're not going for massive house pumping. We're going for a subtle dip that creates a pocket. The cleanest way is a ghost kick. Create a new MIDI track called a C kick, ghost. Drop a tight kick sample into a drum rack pad, or just use a simpler. Program a basic pattern with hits on 1 and 3, or if your break is doing something unusual, match the strongest low-end hits. The key is consistency. You're creating a trigger, not an audible kick. Now make sure you don't hear it. You can set its audio to sends only so it still triggers sidechain, but doesn't go to the master. On bass sub, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose SC kick as the input. Set ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds so it doesn't click. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds and adjust by feel. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on each hit. Do the same on bass MID, but here's a teacher move: duck the sub more than the mid. So maybe the sub is dipping 3 to 6 dB, while the MID is dipping 1 to 3 dB. That keeps the character audible while protecting headroom and letting the break transient smack. Now we shape and control. On bass mid after EQ, add saturator. Set it to soft clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then match the output so it's not just louder. We want harmonics and density, not a volume trick. If the res is still too bright or it's fading the cymbals, you can add an auto filter or EQ to gently low pass it somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz. Remember, the breaks have the crispness. The res is the bed. Then add utility. Keep width fairly narrow, like 50 to 100%. You can go wider later, but narrow usually sits better under breaks. And if your Ableton version has bass mono on utility, great, but we already separated the sub, so we're in good shape. On bass sub, you can add very light saturation if you want the sub to read on smaller speakers. Keep it super gentle, like 1 to 3 dB drive with soft clip. Then utility width stays at 0. Now do a quick mono check early, before you get attached to the sound. Put a utility on the master temporarily, and toggle mono while the groove plays. If the bass suddenly gets hollow or disappears, your mid layer is too wide or the unison is too much. Reduce unison voices, reduce width, or reduce to tune. Res bass is literally phase interaction, so this check saves you later heartbreak. Now we make the breaks and bass cooperate in the collision zone. This is usually around 160 to 260 Hz. Especially with dusty old breaks that have lots of body. If the groove feels like it's fighting, do a tiny EQ dip on the breaks track around 160 to 260, 1 to 3 dB, gentle bell. This often makes the bass feel louder without turning it up, because you're removing masking. Another groove first trick: if the bass feels late, or like it's smearing the drums, don't immediately change envelopes. Try track delay. Nudge the bass MID earlier by about minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds. Tiny moves. Use your ears. When it locks, the whole low end feels tighter without you doing anything louder. Now arrangement. We'll build an 8 to 16 bar loop, so this feels like real drum and bass, not just a 2 bar exercise. Bars 1 to 8. Main groove. Break chops rolling. Sub steady. Mid re steady. Bars 9 to 16. Variation. Here's the classic. Drop the mid-res for one bar, like bar 12 or bar 13, and then bring it back. When it returns, automate the mid-filter cutoff slightly higher for that return moment. This is one of those simple producer moves that creates impact without adding more sounds. You can also do a half-bar stutter instead of a full-bar drop. For example, mute the mid on beat 4 right before the phrase repeats. That makes the next downbeat feel huge, but you keep the continuity. Optional upgrade if you want more character without making it a lead. Add frequency shifter on the bass MID after saturation. Set it to ring mode, frequency 5 to 25 Hz, dry slash wet 5 to 15%. This adds that subtle rubbing motion that reads as res energy, but stays controlled. Another optional upgrade for translation: make a parallel presence return. Create a return track called bass presence. Send a little of bass MID to it. On the return, add saturator or overdrive, then EQ 8 high pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Blend it in until you can still follow the bass pattern at very low volume on small speakers. Don't overdo it. It should disappear when you mute it, but you miss it when it's gone. Now, Common mistakes to avoid as you listen back. If your Reese has too much sub, your mix will feel muddy and mastering will feel impossible. That's why the mid layer is high passed. Trust the split. If your low end is wide, it'll phase out in mono and sound inconsistent on systems. Sub stays mono. If your detune and unison are huge, it'll sound impressive solo and messy with breaks. Support bass is about restraint. If your sidechain pumps like house, it'll feel wrong for rolling breaks. Aim for subtle pocketing, not dramatic breathing. And finally, if you're stacking too much energy around 150 to 300 Hz, everything will sound like cardboard. Use tiny EQ moves on either the breaks or the mid-reese to make space. Let's do a quick practice assignment to lock it in. Build the sub and mid layers exactly like we did. Make a 16-bar loop, bars 1 to 8 steady, bars 9 to 16. Remove the mid for bar 12, then bring it back with a slight cutoff lift. Then do 3 checks. Listen in mono for 30 seconds. Turn your monitoring way down and see if you can still follow the bass pattern. And bypass your break processing for a moment, then turn it back on. And ask, is the bass supporting the breaks or masking them? When it's right, you'll feel the breaks get punchier and the bass will feel like it's holding the entire groove together, even though it's not doing much on paper. Quick recap. You made a simple Reese support using Wavetable. Detune saws into a low pass with subtle LFO movement. You split it into a clean mono sub and a high-passed mid-reese. You used sidechain, ideally with a ghost kick, to carve space for break transients. And you arranged small negative space variations so the loop rolls like a real drum and bass. If you tell me what kind of break you're using, like crispy modern or dusty old school, and whether you're aiming more jungle roller, minimal foghorn Y, or neuro-ish, I can suggest a tighter crossover point, a better LFO rate, and the exact type of distortion that fits that lane.